See, I once, and this is, I don't think anyone knows about this, certainly nobody ever watched the program, did a program called The Bottom Line, Alice. I did it with Emma Freud and
Yes.
And it was the worst television program, but, you know, and this is by some distance the worst television program I have ever made. It was on ITV. It was a consumer show. For some reason, people looked at me and said, Baker, the face of straight Britain. He can represent the good consumers out there. ITV network shows, The Bottom Line. When I did Room 101 with Nick Hancock, it was one of my choices, and Nick allowed it in. That's how bad a show it is.
I can see you as a people's champion.
Well, nobody else did. That's why the show only lasted six shows. And we had to go. And every time I'm doing these items about 85-year-old Ron sent off his £10 to get his home in Spain and never saw his tenor again and all of this. And all the time you're thinking, Ron, and you're on the side of the hucksters. You can't help it. It's like loads of people listening to that last call. There are people driving around in vans now with empty radios in the back saying, shut up, mate, shut up, we're trying to do some business here. When I was doing The Bottom Line, during the rehearsal, we used to say what we felt about that. I'm sure they still do on consumer shows. We used to be on the air saying, you know, because basically there's greed at the bottom of it. You know, Grace and Michael here gave a man £1,000 to give them £10,000 of windows. And in rehearsal we'd say, tough luck, never going to see that again. And all the camera crew would laugh and you'd kill yourself. You had to square your jaw when you went on there at night and say, we're not going to stand for this, we're going to get your money back. And only once did I have to actually doorstep these people and say, hello, Daddy Baker, ITV. And what I wanted to do was wink and say, mate, seriously, I'll buy you a drink. I'll just go along with this, would you? Yeah, I was a consumer journalist for a while.